Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. And if you wish to get on the fast chat, do come on, and we'll answer some of your questions that you may have about the Lightship, about through healings, maybe about afterlife, if you wish, about the God plane, about the extraterrestrials, about why the Lightship is here, maybe about the life of Jesus a little bit here. Why people don't heal, just many things like that. We're very well versed here, and you may get your questions answered that maybe you've been pondering, for your whole lifetime. So we'll first do some entity clearing here. An entity is naturally, as you may know from listening to the program, these are what you call ghosts, emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're with us all the time. They come into our body. And the reason why they're here is because the dark side slash extraterrestrials that are mind-controlling us have not allowed them to go back to the earth spirit for healing. And remember, Jesus said on the cross, said, forgive them for they don't know what they do, basically. And this is what entities with the mind control. So we'll do some entity work here, taking these out of you now. Let's see if Sylvia's online. Are you there, Sylvia, out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, so I'll start clearing entities if you want to talk a little bit.
Okay, great. Well, we have a lot going on this week, and we have some questions on the fast chat. I don't know if it's something we want to get into at all or not, but I'll just relay them to you, Ron, and then you can see if that's a topic you want to take up. So we have one question about, does CLF have any thoughts about Obama?
I have none whatsoever about political situations or anything else. No, I don't get into those energies at all, only because I'm here to do healings with people. So that's kind of where I am with all of this stuff here. So I'm here to help people for the ascension process. And that process is to get you more into your bodies. So we'll just keep on going here. What's the next one, Sylvia?
Okay, well, this is a completely different arena, and the question is, do humans have an interdimensional antenna in the center of our heads suppressing our true selves?
Well, I can tell you that maybe not necessarily that. Everyone on this planet has been abducted. Many times, maybe a dozen times or so, whether you know it or not. And this is how the ETs keep track of us. Remember, we're from ET races. This is how they operate with us. The people that have really been abducted a lot normally have a family history of this process, and they may have fear of maybe not going to sleep at night because they're going to be taken up and experimented with. So, the question is antennas. Well, we have implants in us that may act like antennas. Remember, the whole human race here is controlled through the mind, through our body organs, through, say, different maybe sensors in our bodies. I'll use the word implants for that. So as far as an antenna, yeah, I guess we are connected some way. Maybe not with like an antenna like you see on your car or maybe, on your cell phone or something, but we do get transmission sent to us. And this is why we don't normally have clear thoughts. So from that, I could suggest we do have something that interferes with our free choice here, free will. That's the dark side energies that come to us. They're on this planet from the electronic media, and maybe the word maybe conspiracies and other things like that happen here. The way people talk about things that are going on. And then also we have the extraterrestrial involvement, which is actually more than that. Remember, they taught everyone down here through technology. Remember, we're dealing with extraterrestrial consciousness, and this is what you would consider collective consciousness. And this collective consciousness is what we'll see around our planet. So when you start getting information, believing and thinking that it's from the divine energy talking to you, if it's coming from your head, then you're not connected to the source energy. You're connected to the God plane energy of extraterrestrial communication, and that's what you're dealing with. in this collective consciousness, human race consciousness, the mindset of other people, everything experienced on this planet is actually in this collective consciousness. And it can go also into the future, because this is how you get readings done to you, and this is the path that you're on is according to your horoscope, your astrological chart, your natal chart, and everybody is on this planet controlled. And so this controlling aspect is what we're trying to shed by going into your heart center. So when you're in mind energy, you're dealing with that. When you're in your heart, then you're in the present moment, and that's the difference. Either you're in the heart, which very few people are or can stay in that area, or you're in the mind energy most often, and then you're working and dealing with the predetermined life path script, like on a conveyor belt, for you. And if you have enough information from your heart center, then you can get off of that energy. So this is why you want to always stay in your heart, to not have negative thoughts, not to do mind psychic attacks to people by thinking of them, giving them negative energy, and things like this. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question in kind of a roundabout way there.
Okay, so I'll continue on to the next question, which is somebody asking, this is Kimberly asking, how do I pay for the water charging, the water activation?
Okay, so that's probably the what we do on Wednesday nights. So we do 7 containers of water every Wednesday. And you can go on and go through PayPal if you wish. That will direct you to that. You can also, I believe, go on the a part of the website that has the different types of sessions on it, or just send me an email, and I can work with you on that. And the cost is $60 for the whole month, and you work with the water, 7 containers of water, four consecutive weeks, so you have 28 containers of water. This is the fastest, easiest way for you to work with the light chip. And you have water every day charged just for you only. And it's a wonderful drinking water. We just did that this evening, in fact. Back to you again, Sylvia.
Yes, and I'd like to add to that something, which is that the Wednesday calls that you do, where you do the water activation, there's also a lot of wonderful healing that goes on because it's done on the Creation Light Ship. So it's not just the water activating. It's also a lot of wonderful healings as well. So a really fantastic thing to do. Okay, next question. You ready for another one, Ron?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. This is fun.
Okay, here we go. So this is related to that other question about the interdimensional antenna. The question is, can you permanently remove the controls from us?
Boy, at this moment, I would say possibly not. Remember, the light ship is here to do the ascension. And as the time moves on, our linear time, toward that point in time when the light ship is going to do the ascension, they'll become stronger and stronger. And at some point, they may actually come in to do that, to take away the mind control. But I'm not astute to that information. They won't give it to me. I like to see them do a lot of stuff down here, but basically it's up to you to attempt to keep yourself in the heart center, and it will be taken away at ascension time. So it's kind of like a race. Are the extraterrestrials out there that's supposed to protect us going to step forward? This is not the light ship. These are, we'll say, the good ETs, if there are any out there. And if they are, where are they? Number one, people talk about sightings all the time, but if they are good, they should be helping us, and they could also get rid of the same mind-controlling stuff that's coming to us. But if they don't intervene, then the light ship is going to do it regardless, and when that happens, we won't be here, and ascension time will be already taken place. So hopefully you'll be able to do enough of your clearings to get rid of the densities inside of your body through the ascension. That's number one, because you have to work on yourself. There's no such thing as a 100 monkey scenario, because that's not going to work for you. That's another mind energy that people talk about, thinking that someone else can do all the work and you gain the benefits of it. Well, everybody's different. Everybody has a different amount of cellular imprinting, and it's up to you to clean it out. And then from there, once you do different sessions to get rid of this judgment energy out of you, then you start becoming more into who you really are, because these energies are not interfering with you on a day-to-day basis because they're released from you. And once they're gone, when you do any kind of lightship healings, once they're gone, they're gone. There's no processing normally from any of the sessions, and what they work on is completed. And from there, once you're done, you're done. Then you work on the next one that pops up. So there's many different types of issues that we have. Remember, you have lots of thoughts, and you have lots of thoughts each day. So I'll just go back for all of your lifetimes here. This is not your spirit lifetime. This is your body's genetics lifetimes. And all of your ancestors are kind of dumped into your little package here of your body, and you want to release their judgment so that you can do the ascension. So that's kind of what happens, is that we have to work on ourselves. And the only way to stay out of those other energies is to stay in your heart center, to work in the moment. And then those energies will not affect you because you're working in your heart center. Once you get into the mind energies, they're all around you. But your heart center will allow you to be more peaceful and in the moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, speaking of the heart center, we have quite a few more questions coming up, but maybe you'd like to do the mind-to-heart drop and so on before we go on to the next one.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of entities now, bring you more into your body. I'll just count to 10. You're going to come in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do a chakra alignment. I'll just do them all at one time for you. So 6th chakra align, 5th align, 4th align, 3rd align, 2nd align, 1st align. Perfect. And do the mind-to-heart drop. Think of an elevator. Your 10th floor is your forehead, 1st floor is your heart center. And I'll do this a little bit slower here. So here we go, dropping down like an elevator. 10, this is your awakening conscious, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, I believe the next question that we had was asking you to elaborate upon the various things that block us from having a healing and what to do about them.
Okay. Wow. That should probably be a half an hour topic. The first thing is in this lifetime, naturally, you would like to have a healing on something because you realize consciously that something is wrong with you. It could be anything. It could be a backache. It could be some type of fear that you're dealing with that's unexplained to you. So the first thing to do is to get rid of the emotions in this lifetime, the traumas. So that's the emotional clearing. That's the first thing, okay? Now, what really causes your problems is your ancestors' belief systems. So I have many, many types of clearings, and a few of those may actually, you might want to zero in on. You can go to the website and read the page there on the list of services. You may have something with ET abductions. You might have curses and spells. Might have a poverty consciousness. So there's many, many different types of things, fear and anger, anxiety, trauma, pain. So I have probably about 50 different clearings at least on there which pertain to humans. And these clearings will help you move through the densities and release the densities of what you're dealing with. Now, to get a little more deeper involved with that, the healings take place, like I said on other shows, and what happens is it's according to your belief system. And your belief system is not what you have right now as you're listening to me or in this lifetime. That's what you'd like to have happen. It's the belief of your ancestors. So whatever they believed in is preventing you typically from having a healing because that belief system that they had with the negativity and the mind energy from the extraterrestrials gave you your condition. And so you have to release that condition. Another way of talking about this would be you have to, instead of cutting the weed in your garden off at the top of the soil, you have to go down and pull the root out. So the root will be in all of your genetic past lives of your body, and these clearings do that for you. And I do a lot of seven-generational clearings now, and that's really what you're dealing with right now in this lifetime, is the thoughts of your ancestors going back to 256 of them that are all like riding inside of your body, being in there, and that's why the healings don't work typically because of those beliefs. Now I do another healing which deals with the God plane energy and the belief in God. And naturally, like I've said on other shows, that the God energy is not creation energy. So if somehow you have a belief system that God has wronged you in a past life, then you may not be receptive at all because your body knows that God is not a friend of yours, even though you may go to church and believe it right now. But because something awful happened to you, maybe you were stoned to death because you believed in God and they didn't come to you, or he didn't come to you, or whatever you want to call that. You saw some animal die and you prayed to God and did all your prayers and it died anyway, so you lost your faith. Well, naturally the ETs are not interested. The God plane energy of the ETs, which is what you're really praying to, P-R-A-Y, and then you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to them, all they want is your trauma. So when they want your trauma, this is how you're going to be directed through your prayers and through the information that they give you to keep connected to them. So this is one thing that you want to release is the past, which is your past lives of your ancestors. Your spirit normally is pretty much complete, although it can be tied up too with spells and curses and things that practitioners do also, but we'll just say that typically your spirit is you know, ready to help you, but it has to work through all of your belief systems. And now the other part to the healings, getting more in detail, when you go to the light ship, when you're dematerialized and you reappear before going to the light ship, if you don't have all of your invisible bodies with you that makes up your physical body, these bodies are what I call the quarantine bodies. So when you go to the light ship, if part of you cannot go to the light ship because it's full of darkness, because you are attached to dark side universes, then you will never, ever have a healing because the light ship will not accept darkness on it. So I do a special clearing down here to clear away your quarantine bodies. So to give you an example, someone asked me the other day how many bodies they had in quarantine, and one person had 6. Another person, I think, had 14. And I have worked with somebody out there who I think has as many as probably about 35 or 36 of these bodies. So that means that they were attached to the dark side, not necessarily in this lifetime, but the past. And this is why they would never have a healing and why healings at times did not work for them, because how do you have a healing when part of your puzzle pieces can never get healed? Because the divine does not bring to the light ship the energetic bodies that are filled full of darkness. They'll see it as a threat. And so I can down here work with you on those energetic bodies. The light ship will come down here and look for them to find them with their intervention and get you more into wholeness so you can have that healing. So there's quite a bit to it, but the reason why you basically don't heal, to make it very simplistic, is because you're dealing with invisible energetic bodies that collect energies of negativity of the mind, mind-thought energies, and these energies now corrupt you, which is causing you to have a premature death of your body, and also the different situations in your life that keep reoccurring over and over again, because your body wants to heal itself, so it'll bring these negative effects to you in situations. So I hope that answered the question there. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, just relay a couple of really nice comments on the fast chat. One about the wonderful oxygen water that was done on the conference call today, and that it feels really great on the skin, and that it's also like drinking liquid air. So that's great. Another comment from someone who was on one of the last conference calls and feeling really, really good ever since that wonderful healing that they had. So that's great, too. So thanks, guys, for sharing those. And the next question we have, there was a question about the parallel lives clearing. And if a person has had the basic parallel lives clearing and then maybe they start having dreams again, does that mean that they need more of that kind of clearing or a deeper one, or could you address that?
Yes. Typically, after you get taken out of about 2,000 or so parallel lifetimes, normally your dreams will stop and or you won't be terrified to go to sleep, and you're going to have a very peaceful rest. Some people who are in these lifetimes may not dream, but they might wake up with bruises on their body because they're having a problem, you know, in those lifetimes. So the parallel life clearing is actually for the fabricated planets from the dark side, Earth planets. Let me specify that. So these are Earth planets that look like our planet, and then you are fabricated, your body is duplicated, cloned, and your spirit thinks that it's, you know, you, so it goes into these lifetimes. So you could be in 2,000 of these at one time. And we'll just say that you do this when you're sleeping. You can also do it when you're awake, but we'll just talk about when you're sleeping. So this here is actually the lifetimes of cloned Earths, okay? There's also a clearing that I do, which is for dark side planets in the dark side that has nothing to do with this planet here itself. So they'll put you into those energies also. So I'm going to do this sample clearing for everyone. I did this, I guess, maybe last time, I believe, at the conference here in New York that I went to a workshop. So here we go. I'm going to release you out of the Earth cloned planets. This will be 10 of them. I'd like you all just to kind of sit back and relax and think of an illness that you have or a condition, and you can see how you feel about it. So what's going to happen is as you think about maybe a sore foot or something, the light chip is going to get that information from you instantly and remove you from 10 of these lifetimes where you have a sore foot. And this may actually help heal you. And you may even have a 100% healing if this is transferred to you, because remember, your spirit comes in wounded. So in all these lifetimes, maybe it has a broken foot. And in this lifetime here, instead of having a broken foot, maybe your foot hurts. So here we go. First planet released, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and 10 released. So kind of do a body scan here. And next we're going to do the other clearing. And this clearing is where I'm going to take you out of 10 other lifetimes where you are, but you're not on an Earth planet. This is dark side planets. So here we go. Hang on to your seats here. You might get visions even here. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. And let's see what we get on the fast chat, and I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that was very interesting. So so just to recap that, the first sample clearing was from this lifetime, or currently, parallel lives on basically like a cloned Earth, cloned version of Earth. And then the second clearing was also this lifetime or currently with our current lifetime, but from a different planet, a dark side planet that's not a cloned Earth.
Yes, yes, that's correct. I'm going to do one more of these here.
Okay.
I'm going to do one from the past. Remember, your ancestors have the same problem, okay? So I do this clearing also for your ancestors going back seven generations. So I'll do this sampling here. And here we go. This will be from the dark side universes. And this may not, this will not be Earth planets. This is what they were attached to. Remember, all this history of stuff is attached to you, okay? So like going into like a container of tar, and you come out and you wonder what's around you, and it's controlling your life, and it's there, and you're trying to get yourself out of this sticky tar stuff. So here we go. So this is what your ancestors, this is just one clearing that I would do, although this would probably take me 2 hours to do for you to get you cleaned out of this here. So this is a seven-generational clearing just on one particular energy here. So here we go. First one released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Wow, a lot of energy there. So, like I said, all these energies you're living continuously. And so the initial question is, why don't I heal? And this should be very obvious to you now, how entangled and how entrapped you are by the Galactic Federation, our space brothers have tried to mind control us down here on this planet Earth that they've turned into like a slave planet. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just once again, let's recap that. So the different ways that the parallel lives clearings work that you do, so you have current lifetime parallel Earth cloned bodies, and then current lifetime dark side planet parallel lives, and then you can go into your ancestors and clear out both Earth and dark side planet cloned lifetimes that the emotional trauma resulting from those that your ancestors had went into their bodies. That went into your DNA of your body, and so that is now being triggered or potentially there like a time bomb waiting to go off to affect you in this lifetime.
Yeah, you said it pretty well. And also, remember, each time you have one of those lifetimes, they're putting implants in you and mind controlling devices into your body. So if you thought it was bad, say 5 minutes ago, it can get even worse. I'm sorry, people. But if you want to throw up, that's perfectly fine. And this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. This is why your body really wants to do the ascension, man. It's been through all this hell and crap here. And it's going, man, can I? This is my reward. So if anybody's listening out there, really listening, man, do these sessions and get your body out of this negativity crap, because it deserves to graduate out of here. It would love to graduate. Just think how many lifetimes your body has had through genetics here of all of this trauma and stuff. Man, I'm surprised that it's even living today. So, this is why the light ship is here, for the ascension. And if you really get what I'm saying, you know, I should have a lot of people emailing me for sessions, because it's so vital and so important for your body. How much do you love your body? Look what it's been through. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, sometimes it is kind of overwhelming to kind of get the idea of just how much we're dealing with here. But on the other hand, it does kind of explain things, why we have had such a rough time, you know, why the planet is in the condition that it's in. And you're right, it's like the opportunity to if you think about, I think probably most of us have gone to, you know, maybe a healer or someone who, you know, works with us, and you know, you're dealing with maybe a memory from your childhood. And, you know, maybe it takes hours to clear up that one thing, you know, and then with the light ship, maybe in that same amount of hours, you may be clearing up many, many lifetimes and things you can't even imagine. So it's quite an opportunity, quite a blessing. So, okay, now back to the next question. Okay, so we have a question asking you to define what the law of cause and effect is.
Well, the cause and effect is, you know, like people think it is. It's in the mind energy, okay, this is how cause and effect works. In the love energy, the heart energy, your spirit, the love energy, always says yes. So it doesn't matter what the law of cause and effect. how do I say this here? I think most people think cause and effect is that they have to balance things out. So if you do a negative thing, then you have to draw something positive into your life to come into balance, okay? Or let's say that you think if you think a good thoughts are going to come to you. And then another way, if you think a bad thought, bad things will come to you. So it's the whole thing is kind of mixed up in a sense. Typically, in heart energy, the divine always wants to be creative. So I'll just switch it over to that. And so the divine does not, this is source energy. This is not God energy. Remember, the God plane works different than creation energy. So when you're in creation energy, it's expecting you as a spirit representative, we'll say, of itself to be creative. And it loves every creation that you have created because you're using the elements of the planets, we'll say, that you're living on to do your creations with. Like here, you may want to work with something. Maybe you're making something out of clay, and then you make something, and the divine loves that because you're expressing your divinity through that. So it's hard to answer that question because it gets into a lot of tangents, okay? So the law of cause and effect on the God plane, you're drawing something to you because of that. This is like the law of attraction, okay? But and then you get the laws of karma, and the laws of karma are kind of similar, but maybe in the opposite thing, that you have to reincarnate because you did something improper in a past lifetime. Maybe you killed somebody, and now they're in your lifetime to cause you pain and harm because you did this to them. And for that aspect, this is what the dark side is giving you, and this is the laws that you're living by, are these extraterrestrial rules and laws, like your horoscope, like your natal chart. So from the standpoint of the creation energy, source energy, that doesn't exist because they don't cause anybody harm and torture and pain. All they want to have you do is be creative. So I hope I answered the question. It all depends how you look at it, you know. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I think the next question we have is related to the clearing that you do. I think it's the Master 4-in-1 session, and that's the one where part of the clearing is reconnecting people with their twin flame, which is the other half of themselves, and also the clearing to connect them to their home base with their spiritual family. So now the question is, for someone who's had that clearing, when they're connecting with their twin flame and their home base energy, are they subject to getting out of their body, which is something that you talk about, not leaving the body so that you're, you know, subject to getting entities and so on?
No, you can get the information sent to you, brought to you, but you don't go out of your body to do that. So, no. Remember, you can bring the energy to you. So if you wanted to see your twin flame, maybe changing that a little bit. If you're able to have the intuition and the seeing ability, you could more than likely see your twin flame, yes, okay? But you're not actually leaving your body to go off into some other universe to actually visit your twin flame. So I hope that I'm making that clear to you. The same with your home base energy. These energies are brought to you as a link, and these energies are connected to you energetically, and you're actually there at the same time that you're here if you wish to connect to them. So you're not leaving your body. It's very dangerous to leave your body. This is what the dark side teaches, especially in meditation, to leave your body to go somewhere else so that you're able to have stress reduction. And in that process, once you're out of your body, something else can come in. And, you know, most people have thousands of entities in them, so you pick on some more coming into you. They just come in, and then you dilute your spirit energy. This is why a baby is so vibrant. They're all in their body, and that's why their eyes are so bright. So if you wanted to look at somebody to see how much they're in their body, just check their eyes out. If their eyes are glossed over, kind of dull-looking, they're not as at home as much as somebody who has brighter eyes. So what does that mean? For what I have seen by watching people, the people that I would say maybe who have taken a lot of drugs, Maybe they've taken drugs for 3 or 4 years, maybe continuously, maybe in high school or college or something. They're not home. They might be 10 to 15% in their bodies. And they still live life, but they're not living a spiritual life with their spirit, because their spirit is kicked out of their body because they force it out. Somebody who hasn't taken any drugs will be much brighter, because, you know, just by doing the drugs and alcohol or whatever does that automatically, especially pot smokers. I see a lot of people who've had marijuana, and their eyes are always glossed over. So if you have a friend who smokes a lot, you know, look at their eyes. That'll be a good indication. Or even yourself, you know, look in the mirror. If your eyes are glossed over, you're not there. Then go out and check other people. And it's your responsibility, you know, it's no one else's, but it's your responsibility to get into your body. And you have to get out the entities, because you allowed them to come in. And so you're forcing your spirit out of your body by doing these things. Remember, this is mind energy telling you what to do, controlling energies from the Galactic Federation, the ET brothers here, which are controlling you in the mind energy, allowing that to happen. Remember, if they were good, they wouldn't allow it here. They would live in love. If they were living in love and in the moment, they would not allow this to happen to you. So it's one of those things that you have to really look at carefully and finally decide that you really want to change yourself. And most people are not willing to take the time to do that. So if you're willing to go and do the work to get into your body, to have clearings done to facilitate your healing for the ascension, it's all up to you. And remember, like I said, how much do you love your body? You know, like you just may have just learned recently, you know, on this show the last 10 minutes, that there's so much that's stacked against us here that you have to start doing the work for the ascension. And you must get more into your body for this year. And when you're in your body more, then life becomes better for you. So if you want to live in misery, then just keep doing what you've been doing your whole life and just stay there. I have people who talk to me all the time. They say they have body aches and pains, but yet they won't have an emotional healing. And they keep talking about how much problems they have and everything else. And I really don't want to hear that from people, because that's their choice. And the light ship is not going to beat you over the head to have these healings. It's up to you. The ones that are more spiritually connected, their spirit will say, yes, I want to have that. That's how I get people to come to me all the time. They say, you know, I was drawn to come to you. Somehow I got moved to come to you. You know, my heart's opened up, and I just walked right over to your booth. I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm here to see what you offer. And that happens on almost all the different expos that I go to. So the people who are awakened do end up finding me, and the ones that are not will just walk by the booth because they're completely mind-controlled, and they don't understand what I'm doing. And the dark side doesn't want them to know anyway. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just getting back to that about the twin flame and the home base connection, then would you say that that's almost more like if you're connecting with them in your heart center, is it almost like a bilocation where you're there and here at the same time?
Yes, I would say that would be a good way of putting it, yes, because you are energetically connected and it does not leave you. Remember, you lost that connection because the dark side did not want you to have your spiritual information, your spiritual knowledge, the connection to your spiritual, say, friends and family on the other side. We talk about that here as well, like the other side energy where people go to after they die. Well, they're stuck in the God plane, and then they experience the heaven and hell and everything else. They have to go through their life review here to get the spirit cleaned out. On your home base energy, it's just so much different, but it's pure love energy that you're going to. You don't go into love energy here on the other side, believe me. All they do is hose you off like with a big garden hose and whip your spirit back into place and force your spirit to incarnate here. Remember, I talked to a lot of people, and they say, yeah, I was kind of like kicking and screaming to come in. I didn't want to come in here. And some people say, I didn't want to come out of the birth canal. You know, I know that I didn't want to come down to this earth place again. It's just so awful. And people listening probably, you know that. In fact, when I do my workshop, sometimes I ask people to raise their hands. I say, how many people want to come back here for the next lifetime? And I hardly get anybody raising their hands at all. You know, so that's, you know that. This is an awful place to be because of the dark side influences here. But when you do go to your home base energy, when I connect you with that and your twin flame, you no longer feel loneliness. You feel full and complete on the inside of you. And you feel happy on the inside because you finally found what you've been looking for all of your lifetimes, because the dark side has not allowed you to have those divine energies with you and your spiritual backup team. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so next question is, how many invisible bodies do we have?
Well, there's typically 108 of these here. As far as the names, I cannot tell you. I work with a lot of them. Some you can't even give a name to. But these are what we start to work and clean out for you in order to get more of your spiritual integrity with your body. Remember, your body is a spiritual body, much like your spirit, but it's denser. So it does have a divine blueprint. But the divine blueprint of its makeup, if you want to use the word holograms, gets contaminated by the darkness through mind control, through thought. And so the New Age movement is all about thought and mind control, or mind, having your mind create your reality. You know, it's your heart that you want to create the reality with, where it's non-judgment, where it's pure love energy. The mind does not know love at all. It only knows how to control and manipulate and to force its will on something else to bring to it some type of result. And so it's completely different. It's the opposite of love energy. So that would actually be the darkness energy, is the mind energy. And this is how we're controlled here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next question is, does everyone ascend like the Galactic Federation says?
Well, good question. So I have to know what you're talking about. So we'll talk about your spirit. The last time when Jesus did the ascension here, that's why he came, to prepare people for ascension. The Lightship did the ascension. Now, what happened was most people, because they were caught in mind control, their spirits left the earth plane into these parallel universes, and they never had a chance. So, did you leave the planet? Yes. Did you ascend? No. I believe when Jesus walked the earth, there was only about 1,500 people physically that did the ascension on this planet. Okay? And I won't tell you what it is right now with the people living here, but it's still very, 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 very sad, okay? Because we're so much more mind-controlled now than what we were back then. Remember, we have more media out here telling us things, which works with the mind, right? When you turn your TV set on or listen to the radio, you're getting mind-controlled transmissions sent to you. So I'll just describe that to you. Let's say you're watching anything on TV. Well, the extraterrestrials can and do transmit energies along with what you're watching on TV, which you may not even see. So it could be a wonderful movie that you're listening to and your heart's opening up. You know, it's a great love story. Well, they can just transmit energies into that to you, like through the pixels on your screen that you're not even aware of, and give you mind control that way. And then you also have subliminal stuff that people can do physically down here through electronics. I won't even get into that aspect because that's not what I'm here to talk about. But basically, we are mind controlled through the media heavily, and that's also done by the ETs, including what's up in the skies, the cloud ships that people see. And I'll just talk about that briefly. Look up in the skies and look for clouds. Do you ever see those, like, nice puffy clouds like in the old days? Old days, I mean like 25 years ago, okay, or so. You know, get an old movie and watch the clouds. They're going to be very nice, cotton-looking, puffy clouds, look wonderful with a nice blue sky. Okay, what do we have now? We have a lot of flat-bottom clouds. And you go, why are they flat? Why aren't they round like they used to be? Well, that's the ET ships that are being cloaked, disguised behind those clouds. Somehow the clouds form around these ET ships, and they're negative ships, and they're doing mind control transmissions to us. And then you have the other stuff happening, which everybody knows about, I'm sure, listening to this program. You can just go to YouTube and punch in chemtrails. That's another form of mind-altering chemicals to kill the human race here. And that, you know, everybody knows about that, so I don't need to beat that drum whatsoever. But you can check that out. And the sky now, instead of being nice blue, is kind of like a milky blue color. And the milky blue is typically from the chemtrails preventing or taking away that nice blue color. So if you want, just get an old movie. In fact, some of the old westerns that people see, I'm not promoting to watch a western where they actually go out and, you know, have the, you know, killing of Indians, et cetera. I don't really believe in that aspect. But in those movies, what they have is a lot of the scenery, you know, of the Wild West, we'll say. And they give a lot of photographs of the clouds and of skies, because all they have is like mountains, you know, and people on horseback, as opposed to a lot of buildings. And you're going to notice that, lo and behold, the skies are blue. And there's no ET ships up there hardly. You might see some once in a while, but normally they're just nice, round, puffy clouds that look like cotton balls. Well, that's the way it used to be. Now the ETs are here in these ship clouds with the flat bottoms. And if you look at them, you can actually physically see like a UFO pattern. And you may even look up in the clouds, and lo and behold, you're going to start seeing faces. You're going to see eyes and a nose and a mouth typically. They may start snarling at you, and they're up there looking down upon you. And they're just showing their presence. So that's their, so they are here. This is what we're dealing with now, because they're here to take away more of your free will. Remember, it's ascension time. And this is at the end of the ascension period. You know, 25 years ago, it wasn't as strong as what it is right now, because things are changing. They want to steal your soul, so you don't do the ascension, much like they did when Jesus came 2,000 years ago. So it's up to you to get on the path and to get to your heart, to talk to your spirit, and see if you want to have your body ascend. It would love to ascend. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Before we go on to more questions, we have a request from Mila. I think she had this request at the end of the last program, but we ran out of time, and it's to bring in the beautiful rainbow energy from the creation light ship for healing.
Yes, we can do that. So here we go. Energy will come in. This is the rainbow that was on the earth before maybe the skies got polluted, corrupted by the ET energies here. And here we go. Remember, there's always a perfect divine blueprint to what's here. And we're going to bring that into you right now. And it's going to come into your room. If you wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, just scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. We're going to activate her. This will be a female light beam energy coming in. And you can watch the picture change. I'm sure it's already activated once I started this program, but you can watch it now. It'll change a little bit for you. And you should start to feel the rainbow energy. And when I use the word feel, it means that you're going to actually sense it through your heart center. Remember, your mind doesn't know about love. It can talk about love, talk about emotions, everything else, but it doesn't know how to feel. And this is the trap that we have, is that we get stuck in the energy of the mind versus the energy of the mind of the heart. It's two different energies. Remember, the dark side mimics the heart energy, which has a mind, a consciousness, and so it gave it inside, instead of being in your heart, it put it inside of your head. And so most people are probably using their head 99% of the time, maybe their heart 1% of the time, and it's very hard to go back to that 1% because the 99% overrides it all the time. But I can tell you, when you're in your heart, you're not going to actually feel the negativity. In fact, I'm going to drop you down more into your heart right now like we did earlier on the show. And here comes the rainbow energy. And here we go, dropping down again. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your thoughts between your head here, your awakening consciousness. First floor is your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. Just stay there and have a nice experience. I'll just leave you in silence for about a minute here so you can actually experience your spirit and the peace that you have in your heart center. well, it's about a half a minute here, so we'll just start talking again. And hopefully you can feel that beautiful love energy. We're going to bring the energy of Jesus into your heart center right now. And like I tell people, whenever you bring in any type of energy, go to your heart and have your spirit protect you, because your spirit will only bring in love energy to it. It'll only bring in light energy. Remember, there's Jesus and the archangels and whatever you wish to think of on a spiritual level in the Galactic Federation in the mind energy. And these mind energies and collective consciousness are not from the light. So when you bring them into you, if you don't use your heart, you will be subject to having your spirit, your soul stolen, subject to extraterrestrial involvement with you, attacks, psychic attacks, anything like this. So when you go to your heart, your spirit is your only protection that you're ever going to have. So remember, you have to go back to the very simplistic teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. You have it with you. You're already connected to the divine. You're not separate from it, like all the churches preach to you, having you pray outside of yourself. Like I said, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to these energies. So stay in your heart center. And here comes the energy of Jesus. It'll be felt in your heart. So if you were to bring in Jesus through your head, then you're bringing in a negative energy. You have to go to your heart to do this here. So here we go. Here comes Jesus. It'll come in through the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. It's coming in. He's coming in. This is the original pure creation of the Spirit of Jesus. And he's coming into your heart now to do some healings with you. We got a few minutes left. I'm going to have another special workshop here in New York on the 13th at the ARE Center. It's 241 West 30th Street in Manhattan at 6:30. So if you happen to be on the East Coast here, even if you're in Philadelphia or Boston, come on down. I'd like to meet all of you. It's only, a few hours away. And you're going to have information that you've never had before anywhere. And these workshops, what we do is we allow people to ask questions, and then they get their answers. And it's just very, very nice, very peaceful. And the information that you're told is information that, they don't want you to know. So the day is the Galactic Federation, our Space Brothers, the Dark Side. I put them all underneath the same umbrella. And the whole thing is for you to get into your heart and to experience your own divinity for ascension here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see if we can do one more question before we run out of time. Time has gone by so quickly. So let's see, this question, what do we do other than to clean out our bodies for the ascension?
Well, that's all that you can do is clean out your bodies. Your spirit knows how to do the ascension. Your spirit's going to be out of here. The light ship is going to collect its energies, which is you, your spirit. So it doesn't have to do anything. It knows how to do the ascension. It's your body that has the problem. So what do? You clean your body out. You must do special sessions to get your body clear to these densities. Remember, time is short now. I'm already almost 2 years overdue from what I've chose to do here on the earth plane to help people. So the light ship says I'd be doing my healings for about 2 years. I started in February of 2005, and I'm still doing them right now. So then I re-upped it again to come back to do this process probably about 4 or 5 months ago, I think, maybe 6 months ago. So anyway, I sign up for another stint of time here. Otherwise, I probably would not be here. So do come about, do the sessions. And even if you don't believe in ascension, just having this work done to you, all the healings are instantaneous. It takes 1 hour to do them, and you're done. So if you're used to earth-based modalities, or if you're used to going to a practitioner who uses ET energies, this is not even the same stuff. This is creation energy working with you, and they're completely 100% in the light and thorough. And once you have a healing, it's done. It's over with. 1 hour time is what they normally take to do. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a wonderful comment about the great centrifuge room that is often gone to on the lightship healing sessions. That's the room where negative patterns and addictions and things are actually taken out of your body. So that was a very nice comment. Thank you, Kyle. We have a request for bringing in the Star of Bethlehem energy. So maybe we could end with that. We have about 1 minute left, and then we have to get off the air.
Okay, so here we go. The Star of Bethlehem was one of the defense fleet ships from the lightship to protect Jesus on part of that mission here, to say guide the way here. So here we go. Coming in right now, it'll come in through the light beam. And it's here right now.
Ron, we have a question. Maybe while you're bringing this energy in, you could just give a quick answer to, in relation to what you were talking about with having your body ascend and that being your gift to the body. And the question is, what is the plus to having this body?
Oh, it's graduating. It's able to be in perfect health at the perfect age that you wish to have it, and to be able to have everlasting life with your body. Ask your body. You know, everybody's body does not really want to die. People are in fear of death, basically. And so if you can live for a long time with this body, just think how wonderful it is. It would be for the body. Get out of your head and talk to your body. You know, most people are typically afraid of death because they don't want to go back to those ETs, you know. And they're afraid of the unknown. They know what it's like. And so this is why people are afraid to die. And naturally, I'm sure everybody's afraid to die because of having to have forced reincarnation. But the main thing is that during this process, you're able to have the ascension, and your body can live for a long time and have perfect health, and to be able to share experiences. And, you know, just think if you had the opportunity right now to go to the moon or to Mars or someplace. Would you like to do that if it was free to you? You know, this is kind of the way you have to kind of look at it. Your body would love to go there, wouldn't you, to see another place? So this is what part of the advantage would be, not that you're going to those places, but just kind of take it more on a humanistic reality here. Wouldn't you love to do that? What if you haven't never been out of the United States? Would you like to go to Hawaii or maybe, you know, the Orient or someplace like that? And this is what's is a gift to you.
Oh, man, we are at 8 o'clock now, so we have to get off, or 11 if you're listening in the east. But we'll be back Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time on Station 2. So until then, blessings, everyone. It's been wonderful to be with you tonight, and good night.
Hi, everybody, and blessings.